Notorious B.I.G., Jay-Z, and Angela Winbush. It's 959, it's Kai Drive. We're on the streets, we're on the air. The track is titled I Love the Dough. But we kicked it off with Phuza Kemi's Noketani, Imbizo. A classic if ever there was one. And while I was playing that song, I got a text. The text read, what an awesome song to open up with. It's going to get people suspended because I was just about to jump on the tables and start dancing.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, speaking of that, there's a challenge that has taken over the country by storm. And for me, personally, I don't get the hype. I know the song and I see why the song is infectious. But I understand why people want to literally get on and start shaking their backsides, those guys. What is the hype? What's the allure? Can everybody explain it to me? Maybe. I'm not a dancer myself. So maybe Taralina Skalenga, because you're a dancer.
So you guys are looking at me.
Yo, you're the dancer, dog.
Look,
what's,
man. We don't get to see men shaking their hips often.
Okay.
And I think that's pretty, it's interesting. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Love to see it. Keep doing it.
So embarrassing.
Okay.
It's not, shame.
I'm not doing that.
Do your thing.
Ain't no man of mine's going to be shaking their bum bums.
First of all, you don't have a man.
Yeah, if I had, they would not be doing it. They would not be doing it.
How would you stop them?
What are you doing? I take your phone. Why do you want to do that? Who's taking the video? Guys, don't embarrass us.
So you take his phone, then his friends are going to record him.
Why? Why? What are you gaining from this thing?
Why do women not like to see men have fun in their absence?
What about your dignity, guys?
Huh?
Mm-mm, it's just embarrassing. I don't
but
know.
When you guys are out here doing silhouette challenges and all of that, they must just accept and do.
Yeah, that's fine. That's acceptable. Guys. Not men.
Wow, wow, wow. Said men, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't think I want to see a guy doing that challenge. And the ones that have popped up on my timeline, I'm like, guys.
You know what's funny? Because I thought it's exactly the type of challenge that you'd take part in.
And I don't know why you would think that.
Because you are a weird guy. You do like all of these weird things.
Yeah, but this is not weird. This is just following the crowd into nonsense. So you remember the Duduzane Zuma challenge where he just walks out?
Yeah.
People are like, yo, we must do that. I was like, no. What is the point of that? Just walking. Now okay. This is when it's even worse.
So let's break this down for somebody who has no idea what we're talking about. This is called the Mlando Challenge, right? Mm. And so there's a track titled Mlando that plays, and then literally, that's all it is. Guys just get on and they start dancing and wiggling their hips. Usually they topless. Yeah, so, I mean, as you may have heard on Midday Joy, last week we had somebody who was like, they want me to do the Mlando Challenge.
Imagine.
I was like, I'd never do that. Like, and then, no, but wait, it gets deeper. Because Andy then said, how much money do you want?
Wow.
In order for you to do the Mlando Challenge. And I said, okay, now you're throwing money in the game. That's something else. I was like, for money, I'll do it. Yeah.
Consider it for
you
cash.
Yeah, for money, okay. Guys, I'll do it for money.
But how much money?
You see, now that's the thing. So I was even telling her. So in economics, there's literally like a concept called a reservation price.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the reservation price is that price, and everybody has it, where you will totally reconsider everything you thought about a situation. If you had spare time, you will then think about the utility that time offers you versus what the money is that you're going to get offered. And then you'll forego whatever it is that you were planning to do.
You don't need this money.
But you'll never
I don't
get
need
that
it,
offer.
But I want it.
But you'll never get that offer, though. That point you're telling me that will make you consider it. No one's going to offer you that money to do that challenge.
Exactly.
Oh, you don't know?
How much are you willing?
Because also the people who enjoy that challenge,
yeah.
I don't think they got that cash lying around.
Yeah. How much would you want?
A lot.
Like how much?
We're not talking hundreds. So she offered $500 and I was like, no.
Yeah, so.
Then she was like, maybe 5,000. Then I'm like, 5,000, I'll consider it.
Yeah, you do it for 5K.
Yeah, I'll do it for 5K.
That's a lot cheaper than what I thought you'd do it for.
No, I mean, obviously I got to be reasonable. It's just shaking your bum at the end of the day. I've got a nice bum. I'm fine.
Oh my word. It's not even about that.
Go
it's
ahead.
About
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What I will say though is I've got to ask you, would you allow your man to take part in the Mlando Challenge?
You know.
We're speaking about Istima.
Yo.
Eh? Istima Senziza.
Yo. And now it's gone out the window because
it's
the
person.
Yo, on the table.
Imagine me, a whole dad.
Oh, man.
for a while.
Well, you ran right wearing a Speedo, and I get it, it was for cancer, yeah, but you still ran wearing a Speedo.
Yeah, that's different though. Now I'm a dad. I was young back then. I was foolish.
But the pictures are still out there.
No, that's fine. You can see I was young. Now imagine.
Yeah.
Hi, bo.
And you've got a reasonable explanation. What's the reason behind this challenge?
There is none.
Just have fun, baby boy.
It's just saying, hey guys, look at my bum and look how I move my hips.
Well, that's how, if your bae did this, would you be okay?
I'd be the one recording.
Live.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
We've actually got a caller already. We've got Mbongeni on the line. Mbongeni, Mertin, Nganjan.
Village.
I'm grand, man. No complaints. Yeah, no, but grand. So what's the reason for it?
No.
Are you aware that Oskido did the challenge and he's old?
Yeah. It's fine, but I mean, I won't.
Okay. No, for sure. I hear you.
Did he really do the challenge?
Yeah, he did. He wasn't topless, but he definitely did it.
No, but still.
Yeah, go take a look at his Instagram. It's out there. Oskido, guys. Oskido's TikTok. Because his kids put him onto all the latest trends. Yeah. So then he does it. You must go take a look at his TikTok. But also just go to his Instagram now. Oskido, I believe. Then you're going to see what's up. Shout out to you, Hulisani. She just sent me a text as well.